This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. Man had forsaken God and allied himself to the devil, God's bitter enemy. So says Johann Gerhard as he ponders the benefits of Christ's incarnation. He goes on to proclaim just how wonderful God's redemption really is. And yet, he, who had been thus deserted, with tender concern, seeks the deserter, and most graciously begs him to return to him again. Man had gone away from infinite goodness itself, and had fallen into infinite depths of evil. But that very infinite goodness, having paid an infinite price for his redemption, rescues him from those infinite depths of evil. Oh, does not this infinite mercy exceed the highest thought of the finite human mind? Christ hath brought to our poor human nature a greater glory than it lost by Adam's sin. In Christ we receive more than we lost in Adam. Where sin had abounded, divine grace hath much more abounded. In Adam, we lost our primal innocence. In Christ, we receive a full and completed righteousness. Some may justly regard the power of God as wonderful, but still more wonderful is His grace. Although so far as God is concerned, they are equally wonderful because both are infinite. Others may admire the wondrous power of God in creation, but still more may we admire the marvels of His grace in redemption, although both creation and redemption alike manifest His infinite power. It was a great thing to create man in the first place, when as yet not existing, he could deserve neither good nor ill at God's hands. But to redeem man, when he justly merited condemnation, and to take upon himself the punishment due for man's transgression, that seems to me a still greater thing. It is truly wonderful when we consider how God hath formed in us our flesh and our bones. But it is still more wonderful to think how He was willing to become flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.